This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show. This episode is sponsored by Lightspeed. Lightspeed, the provider of instructional audio solutions that create equal access to learning, is on a mission to help every student hear every word. Please visit www.lightspeed-tek.com. to learn more.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We've got our next guest here with us, and we're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is, what he does, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Yeah, my name is Sean Fagan. I'm the Senior Vice President of Product at Lightspeed Technologies. So at Lightspeed, really simply, we're on a mission to ensure that every child can clearly hear every word in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And you know, bigger than that, we just care about education. We want to make an impact on learning, and so we look at different ways to do that. Turns out at Lightspeed, we have a competency in audio and audio communication. So the core of what we do is instructional audio.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of us in education, Lightspeed goes back a long ways.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can
name all the different Lightspeeds that we've used over the years in the classroom, and they work wonderfully.
Yeah.
And so there's a great question. So what's new? What's exciting?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, this conference, again, with our core of instructional audio, we're building on that, and we have our new platform that we're coming out with. We call it Cascadia. And it's really, you know, our first network-connected instructional audio system. Mm. So it's a nice jump for us to actually put something on the network. But that's really what we're talking about today.
Cool. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of it. You know, how does it work for all the ed tech guys out there listening, and for the teachers who are going to go, you know, in some small rural schools, you know, that's where they do all the work themselves anyway.
Right. So, yeah. Right. Well, for our tech guys, you know, just putting something on the network, mm-hmm. is critical, right? We're powered over Ethernet, so there's one piece of it, but being on the network, we allow you to monitor, to control, to update your software, to sort of command what's happening with all that equipment, and to manage it as well. So that's one piece of it, but really the power of it comes out through our integrations.
Yeah.
So we integrate with, you know, a series of different types of equipment. We look at building wide, so life safety communication equipment, right? So when you're looking at, you know, unfortunately, maybe an emergency situation, right? What that teacher needs, and what anybody needs, is really clear communication.
Uh-huh.
What does Lightspeed do? We're really good at clear communication. How can we play into this when we have a device that hangs right around that teacher's neck?
Mm-hmm.
So we have these integrations through the network, through API connections with, you know, some of the key life safety communications people. So that teacher can now tip her fingers, press a button, initiate an alert, right? You initiate an alert, sends a command over to that system, which then sets off a series of routines, bells, whistles, strobes, recordings playing through speakers, visual displays, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But we're able to do that from a mobile device that's around the teacher's neck and immediately send that signal.
Awesome. So since it's network-based, that means most schools are moving to a VoIP type intercom system and everything. So
right.
Now it can integrate directly with, in, beautiful.
Exactly. And you know what, for us, we looked at what's the best way for us to really help in this space. And because we integrate with third-party systems, now you can leverage your investment in your life safety solution you've already selected, or if you're building a new one, you can select the best one for you, and Lightspeed's going to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so I'm going to change gears a little bit away from the safety aspect of it into more of the presentation.
Absolutely.
Aspects of it. So with the, and I don't know this, so that's why I'm asking. All right. So, but with the network aspects of it, are you able to, can the IT people or whoever needs to go in and say, hey, you know, Ms. Smith is now going to be presenting in across, you know, we open up these rooms, and so now there are three systems, but she needs to broadcast through all the three of those from her one point. Is that a feature of this?
No, it really is not.
Okay.
No, that gets a little more into the paging intercom space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really back to the core of our system, it's in that classroom instructional audio.
Sure,
right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And then we're adding the additional feature of when you're in the classroom, when you're out of the classroom, you need emergency happens, there's help is needed, you can press that button.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we still have the, you know, one thing I love about Lightspeed is that if I have a special needs student in the classroom, you know, I can give them a device. So is that also network-based now? So it's all moving to a overall network infrastructure.
Absolutely.
That's really nice.
Absolutely.
So really that student can carry that with them class to class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to just travel through the network from room to room. That's a really nice.
Yeah, we're going to integrate with all those devices in each classroom.
Yeah, as it moves across there, that's really, really cool. So that really brings us to, you know, when we look at that for the you know, the physical plant folks putting this in, you know, this isn't a lot of wiring, this isn't a lot of, you know, drilling in the wall, this isn't any of that stuff.
No, it really isn't. You know, each base station goes in the classroom, you really make that one connection to your network, right? We're getting power through the network, which is wonderful too, and then you just got to make a simple connection to a speaker. You know, typically it's a single speaker in the room that distributes that sound very evenly to all corners of that classroom, and so it's a very simple install. You put a piece of software on your local server that sort of commands all the pieces, gives you your control software, your web application to do the management. And then we're also going to integrate, again, with that life safety systems web console as well, so that they can, you know, share some information back and forth.
That's really interesting. For the hearing impaired student, back to that one, because we deal with that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big one. Are there multiple units? I know sometimes there's a speaker that can sit on the desk, or there's a headphone systems, but it's all Wi-Fi based, I'm guessing.
What we really provide is a portal to transmit to those pieces,
cool.
Right? So in a situation where you have that child who needs that extra audio to their ear or at their desk, what we don't want is the teacher wearing two different microphones.
Right. Right.
They got our microphone on to talk to the class. They don't have to wear a second microphone to talk to that student.
Right.
So we provide that interface for them to connect that transmitter for the personal device into our unit. So from one microphone, that teacher talks to the class, and then ultimately directly to that student too. That's how that interface really works.
And so that hardware, I love it because I've seen the hardware, you know, get better and better as we move on. Still all day long, you know, single charge it overnight.
Right. That's it. Wear it all day, charge it overnight. The microphone can, you know, when you're in the room, certainly you have all this ability. When you leave the room, we still have that ability to press those buttons from whether you're in the hallway, whether you're in the gymnasium, in the cafeteria, if help is needed, press that button. It'll find the nearest system. It'll send that command through the network.
Yeah. The principals are going to ask this, is there training involved? How long is it going to take my teacher to figure this out?
Yeah. You know, we've long tried to go by what we call the two-second rule. If the teacher can't identify a function within a couple of seconds, it's too long.
Yeah.
And in the case of emergency, it's got to be even quicker than that.
Right.
So it's a matter of a couple buttons on a microphone. Training is going to be very minimal, right? They need to, on the instructional audio side, to be honest, the biggest thing is teachers need to understand why they need it. Why is this piece important, right? Understand how important it is for those students who maybe aren't hearing that teacher as well as she thinks they are, and the benefits that exist. And then when she starts using it, the energy that it saves her throughout the day, the vocal strain that it ultimately saves, like teacher absenteeism goes down with this thing, right?
Right.
Because that's one of the biggest sources of absenteeism is vocal problems.
Yep.
And you don't have to project all day anymore. So teachers start to figure out, but sometimes they need to get the why. Mm-hmm. Why should I wear this? And after a few days, the best part is when those kids in the back start raising their hands saying, put on your microphone.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
That's what reminding them.
That's right.
And that's the interesting part too. I always love it. So in the system, I love that for the teacher to have a microphone, and I love there to be a mic for the students when they come up to present.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's just a really smart move. And you can do multiple microphones in a classroom.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can do a couple microphones. We can do as many as three microphones even in the classroom.
Yeah, that's cool.
Typically, you know, we recommend at least the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a team teaching scenario where two teachers need one, but generally it's a microphone for the teacher and a pass around for those kids.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was just going to say. You know, we talk about, you know, the kids coming up to the front of the classroom. They don't have to come up anywhere.
Nope.
You know, that pass around mic, just give it to the student, and then literally you can give it to the next small group if they're working in small groups, or to the next student or whatever, and literally pass it around the room, and they get to, and they can also express, you know, they can demonstrate to their content knowledge or ask their questions, and they don't have to yell across the room. They can just conversationally ask the question. Everybody hears it. The teacher then responds. And I think, to me, that's one of the key things, you know, kind of what you were alluding to before is, you know, especially those of us that are, you know, a little older, we know the teachers who have their teacher voices.
Yep.
They're you know, they're inside outside teacher voices.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, and you can get away from that, you know. And so I think that to me that's one of the key aspects. I know I used to work for an education service agency, and they put in Lightspeed systems through all in all of the conference rooms. And one of the selling key points was the ability to pass around the mic to the participants so that they can ask the presenters questions, you know, without having to stand up and, you know, speak loudly across a giant room and, you know, here you go, ask what you need to ask and share your thoughts and pass it around. So it's well, you know, very handy.
By the way, the teacher isn't the only one that owns knowledge in a classroom, right?
That's right.
Kids learn from each other. They need to hear each other as much as they need to hear the teacher.
Right. Yep. Peer influence.
Yeah.
Big
and,
deal.
And you know, there's always that really shy, that really quiet kid who maybe you can finally get that girl in the back to raise her hand, but you can't hear her.
Right. Yeah.
Give her the microphone, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, that girl, I mean, I've watched this happen, that girl like speaks into it and realizes they can hear me now.
Yes.
And you see confidence well up.
Exactly.
You see a smile come on the face, and, right. and now all of a sudden, they can hear me. And that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I think it's really interesting that the way it changes the instructional landscape of the classroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not having that, when you start to use it, you start to realize there's other ways to teach students.
That's right.
And for students to interact with you, and students interact with other students. So this isn't just about, you know, magnifying the voice. This is about magnifying the teaching going on and the learning going on in the classroom.
Absolutely.
Yes. And one of the weird side effects that we have seen, or that I've personally seen, is especially when you get folks, and students would be definitely this, but again, I come from an education service background, so we have, you know, teachers who are repeatedly in different sessions, and the first time that they have the microphone and they speak and they hear themselves, they're like, is that what I sound like? I don't sound like that, right? I sound like cornbread or whatever, you know.
Nobody likes to hear their own voice.
And that's exactly.
You guys listen to your podcast, you probably hate your voice, right?
Taking it apart.
But by the same token, and where I'm going with that exact thought is, you know, the more you participate and the more you hear your voice, the more you get used to
that's
it.
True.
And to me, that builds that confidence in public speaking, because now you don't have to be afraid of what you sound like, or even if you don't like what you sound like, you're used to it. So, right. okay, it's all right. I'm going
to
live. It'll be okay.
It's
been funny to see some of those folks, and that's exactly what, you know, is this what I sound like? You know, that's, I don't know. I think it's funny. But then again, over time, that becomes a non-issue.
Well, and I, you know, honestly, with our system too, generally in classrooms, we tell teachers, you should be setting the volume so you can just barely even perceive your own voice. If you can hear your own voice loud, it's too loud,
mm-hmm.
right? The idea is it doesn't make classrooms louder. It actually makes them quieter,
sure.
to be honest, because the teacher can now calm her voice,
mm-hmm.
use very calm conversational tones that the kids can hear. And so they're engaged and they listen.
Yeah.
And that's what we find.
So I'm a principal. I say, hey, I want to see this, you know, what's it going to look like? How long is it going to take? You know, what's the setup time? Mm-hmm. All that kind of good stuff.
Well, okay, now we're back to Cascadia.
Yeah.
Yes. So what does it look like? Yeah, you know, you have a controller, a system in each classroom, and a speaker setup, right? So that install it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward, right? You're going to install a piece of software on a server, you know, in your server room in the school, get that up on the network. You know, configuration doesn't take long for that either. At that point, you're up and running. So, you know, it's not a long process. It's a process that can take place, sure, maybe in the summertime, but even in evenings during the week, depending on how many classrooms you have. Not a massive installation. We do a lot of things to try to minimize the investment you make in installation, because honestly, that's kind of hidden, right? We want to make sure all your investment is rooted in real instructional value.
Yeah,
that's what we try to do. So it's a reasonably straightforward process for sure.
Cool. So folks that are listening to this podcast that aren't at FETC, mm-hmm. see you guys at TCEA in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
See ISTE in June.
We'll be at ISTE in June. We'll be at AASA later in February.
Yeah. So just giving them a little shout out. If they're not here, then they're where they can go see it, find
That's
out
right.
about it. Awesome.
Right.
So if folks want to find out more, get in touch with you, get in touch with the company, what's the best way they can do that?
Best way is just visit our website at lightspeed-tech.com, and you can find us on social and everything else, but you know, visit our website is the best place to be. You can get in contact. We have a network of local representation all the way around the country. So if you need a demo, you need to see somebody in person, it's easy to find them right there.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Have a good conference.
Appreciate it.
Again, a big thank you to our sponsor, Lightspeed, for this episode. To learn more about Lightspeed, please visit www.lightspeed-tech.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at edutechguys.com.